At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hit it, Ray.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Arnold, I'll do it live, man. You're not even in the room, but I'm still going to fake like I'm talking to you. And you know what? Here's a slap for good measure. It's not actually me slapping a human. That is me slapping my hands together. Guys, let me do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know my gosh, I'm struggling, guys. I have no sleep. I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
There goes a perfect game.
I don't know the who's, what's, what's. Go ahead, Ray.
It is Citizen. I am from the North. I'm an alpha male. I continue to have the perfect game intact in the first inning. Me and Baser live on the west side of Nashville with that white picket fence. 2.5 kids soon, not today. And then I will die of a heart attack guaranteed when I'm 72 years old. Guys, it is pool season. It just opened up. Over to you.
Weather has been nice.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Speaking of opening up, guys.
Coach, we're not talking about her.
No. I don't understand that joke.
Was that a...
I don't get that one.
Well, I can't even say what I want to say because Baser apparently tells me that we'll get more downloads if we don't make as many sexual references.
Okay.
Well, speaking of opening up.
Coach, you already.
Nashville, all right, SC.
Buzz it.
Opened their soccer stadium on Sunday, and let me tell you who was in attendance. This guy.
Goal! That was the first goal.
So let me tell you all about my experience.
As an investor, how much, like, do you get free tickets? How does that work?
No, I don't have free tickets. I bought tickets.
Oh, supporting the company. I like that.
And so let me tell you all about my experience. So I bought season tickets. I'm all excited. You know what I mean? Let's go. Bring in the
family. You have to buy your own season tickets if you're an investor?
So
I own a concession stand.
You ever heard of Dippin' Dots?
So, the ice cream of the future.
It's the new thing.
So they have parking passes are going to be available.
Oh,
they're going to
cool.
start selling parking passes. I'm like, great, I need a parking pass. And they said, we'll notify you when you're eligible to purchase a parking pass for the season. And I get an email, sorry, we sold out before it got to you. And I'm like, wait, I'm a season ticket holder.
You're an investor.
And I have no chance to even buy a parking pass because there's very limited parking. Okay, so they're going to go on sale the week of just individual tickets to park. Cool. I get the email, oh, sold out. Cool. So before they even went on sale to me there, they were sold out. Cool. So we're going to take a shuttle. We have to park at Titan Stadium.
What?
Get on a shuttle.
It's like 10 miles away.
and they're going to drop us off at the stadium. So I'm like, this is easy.
Little did I know it was a pedal tavern, Ray.
No.
I had to pedal the whole time.
Make sure you pedal, baby box, and no beer.
So when you...
Those are not your boobies. Stop sucking on those.
When you take a shuttle, you expect that they're going to drop you off right at the front door, right? When you get on a shuttle...
I mean, Coach, I'm sure there's an area where the shuttle drops off people, not right by the front door.
Okay, but right up by the stadium,
yeah,
correct?
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot, right?
I thought you were dropping us off on the pitch.
So... We get on the shuttle. It's
and they
me.
Drop you off at Hattie B's, Coach? I mean, what? Where was it?
It's me, my wife, my three kids. So I got a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-month-old.
My mistress.
So we get on the bus, and we're all, and they're nice buses. They're like charter buses. Wow. Really nice, cool. Wow. All right, here we go. And we're pulling up, and we pull up, and the stadium is about a half mile. I can see the stadium about a half mile from where we are.
Half mile?
And it pulls over on the side of the road, and it opens the door, and it says, this is where you get out. And I said, wait a minute. The stadium is way up there. And they say, yeah, this is where we drop you off.
I'm a ticket holder, damn it.
I'm an investor.
They literally dropped us off on the side of the road. Fine. No. But here's the thing. You would think they would drop you off right where you could walk straight up to the stadium. No, they dropped us off where there's a fence. So you got to either go right and walk a quarter mile to get past the fence or go left and walk a quarter mile to get past the fence. Why not pull up to the end of the fence or put a gate right there in the middle of the fence so we can walk through it?
Did you guys not talk about this in your investor meeting?
So I'm like, well, this is annoying. So we got to go traipsing a quarter mile to the right.
Traipsing,
like walking.
I never heard that.
So guys. You guys basically had to cross a friggin' border wall to
yes,
get to the
basically
game.
To get to the game.
Traipsing.
I mean.
What's next? The Rio Grande?
So we got to walk the half mile to the stadium. Great, cool. Walk in the stadium, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Plush,
very
green
nice.
Grass.
Looks great.
Cheerleaders,
but
big old honkers.
Then I made a rookie mistake. When I was buying my tickets, I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't think about the layout of the game, the field, which way it faces, the direction of it. And when I bought tickets, I just bought them online. And we go down to our seats.
You had an investor's
and guys, meeting. We're on the sunny side of the stadium.
Uh-huh, sunny side up.
Oh, wow. You were at Denny's?
You want to talk about getting fried.
Oh, the sun.
It was 85 degrees. And we were sitting there just getting torched. And I mean, 10 minutes into the game.
Baby box, put on your welder's mask.
My 3-year-old looks at me and goes, Dada, I'm hot.
Dada, I want water.
So we only sat in our seats. We only sat in our seats for 15 minutes because it was so freaking hot.
Drink out of my canteen, baby box.
So we had to go up on the concourse.
Dad, water's bitter.
I cut open a cactus.
So we stood on the concourse the entire game because it was so hot in our seats. And I said, damn, we're screwed the rest of the season because if there's any day games, which there's like 3 more of them, we're going to be sitting directly in the sun,
Coach.
Getting torched.
Hey, is that a mirage?
No, it's Ganalbi Stadium.
So that was very disappointing.
Good for you, Coach.
That was very sad. It was like, damn, rookie mistake. Should have talked to someone about the layout. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
You've never seen the sun in the sky?
Well, yeah,
Coach,
but
Coach, it's for years. I'm thinking like thousands of years, maybe hundreds
of
thousands
of years. Yeah, but
what's
crazy is if you were on the other side of the stadium, if you were on the other side, it was already shaded by the time kickoff was at 3 o'clock. The sun was at a different angle. So
isn't
you,
there a roof? Or I guess the
no,
roof covers
no roof.
A little bit?
Yeah, it covers a little bit. Little bit.
So not only when we got our season tickets at Titans, we made sure we're not looking at the sun. We also have a little bit of roof for the overhang in case it rains. So we are perfect for Titans games. We thought about it ahead.
Oh.
So you're not under a roof.
I didn't know you bought season tickets, right?
We didn't. We piggyback off of Bazer's dad.
Got it. Yeah, so bad news.
How much are your season tickets?
It's like $25 a game.
Oh, it's not bad. That's the investor discount?
No, $25 per person per game.
Oh, that adds up, Coach. You have a big family.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it
that's
was like
100.
It was like $1,600 for the season.
Wow.
Ooh,
money, man.
Somebody's doing reels.
You better believe I really
you just,
am.
You, wow. pay like $30 a month.
You do?
Yes, that's it. Or $40 a month, something like that. It's just a monthly payment. It's not really that bad.
And so do your kids want concessions when they go?
No. They don't care because we can bring snacks. You can bring snacks.
You can bring food in there?
Absolutely. We brought pouches. We brought bars. We brought crackers. We brought goldfish.
I keistered in a couple of juice boxes.
We brought in their water bottles. We brought it all in.
I made HelloFresh.
So we stood on the concourse the entire game.
Meatloaf a la mom.
Which was a little rough, which was fine. Game was awesome. First 3 minutes, we hit the post. We hit the crossbar. They had an amazing save.
You didn't do shit. Like, what are you talking about?
Nashville SC.
Okay, got it.
And I mean, the place was rocking. It was really cool. And we end up in a tie, 1-1.
Was this the season opener?
No, it was the home opener.
Oh, yeah, season opener.
No, home opener. They've already played 8 games.
I saw the billboards around town that it was the opener.
Yeah, the home opener.
Okay, so
can I give my just quick opinion?
Yeah.
Saw a lot of videos. The goal, awesome. The stadium full. Awesome.
Really awesome.
It was full.
The one thing, I don't believe they had the same amount of time, or necessary, an ample, if you will, amount of time to develop the area around the stadium. Looked like a lot of dirt.
Well, yeah, there's the neighborhood
around.
There's
still construction around there?
Yeah. But you just wait. That neighborhood in 2 to 3 years is going to be unbelievable.
Well, coach, in 10 years, Nashville's going to be New York City. And I mean, like, what the hell?
I'm not.
Are you guys talking about this in the planning and the developing meetings you've been going to?
So then the game is over, and you have to go back down to get the shuttle.
Did you win?
We tied 1-1.
Oh,
that's a penalty of the big show.
We just said that.
Coach, just said what?
I'm not listening today. I'm sorry. So, I'm telling you, I'm low on sleep right now.
So then we have to walk the half mile back down to where the bus picks you up.
Where did you park?
No, I parked at Nissan Stadium. I said this at the beginning and took a shuttle.
Got it.
Have you paid any damn attention
to
the story?
You need to fill up at the sleep station. It's right next.
I'm sorry, Coach. I had a rough night, man.
So what was your rough night?
Finish
your story.
So.
Been there before, walk up, can't even walk.
We had to walk back down to where the shuttle
is. You were buzzing at this point?
No.
Made a mistake and showed up drunk.
So we walk all the way down there, and you got to walk the half mile. And then.
Is everyone chanting while you're walking?
No, some people.
Nashville SC.
They were on the way in. On the way in, everybody was pumped. In a tie.
What are they saying?
NSC or Nashville SC. Let's go, Nashville.
Let's go. Oh, coach, they weren't doing the other one, were they?
Huh?
Brandon?
Oh. No.
They went political.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I started it.
No. So you go back down, but here's the problem. They say the shuttles are going to pick you up where they drop you off.
Yeah. Of course they're not.
Why wouldn't they?
But there is no signage whatsoever. What is Uber? What is Lyft? What is the shuttle? So there's just a bunch of thousands of people lined up on the side of the street.
Oh, wait, right? So you got in a random car and got robbed?
And they don't say, hey, the line starts here for the shuttles, and it goes that way. So you just have people lined up everywhere waiting for whatever. And people are getting on buses, and we're there for like an hour, just dying.
Oh, my gosh.
An hour.
An hour on the side of the road. It is hot.
Good thing you had crackers and stuff.
And my 3-year-old finally is just like, I've had enough, and he just lays down in the grass.
He said that. He's
Daddy,
like,
I just myself.
Hey, Daddy.
No, oh, Ray. This. No. Ray? This. We're about to get to that, Ray. Ray, we're about to get to that.
He took a dump in the bus.
He looks at me and goes, Dad, I got to go poo-poo.
He's got diapers, though.
He's 3. He doesn't have diapers.
Here, go in my head.
And he goes, I go, just hold it. He goes, Dad, it's coming out.
All right, I'll take off my shirt.
And here's the thing. You have thousands of people waiting for a shuttle.
What I do is hold my breath.
You would
breath,
think they would have a porter potty, right? No porter potty.
Porto.
So guess what?
Like I said, it wasn't developed.
I told my 3-year-old, I said, all right, just pull down your pants. And he took a crap right there in the grass.
Good, coach. Everybody watched?
I mean, yeah.
It's great.
I mean, what am I going to do? It's better than crapping in his pants.
What the fuck is that?
So he craps in the grass. And here's the thing.
Great. So some dog got fined for dog poop. God.
So, and also, you would think that that's where the shuttle, their shuttle drop-off is. They would mow the grass.
What,
no.
Shuttle what?
It is shin-high grass. So you're just standing in this long-ass grass waiting for the shuttle.
You're hunting for quail?
Exactly. So then they don't have any organization about where the buses are going to line up. So there's a
which
bus.
Which butt, coach? There was only one butt. It was your 3-year-old's.
Yeah, freaking, and he took a crap right there in the
grass. Full mooning, coach.
Well, what did you want him to do?
Hold it.
He's 3. He said it's coming out. Hey. How long are we going to be there? I don't know.
Coach, you have to just let him go in his pants.
No, no way are you going to let him go in his pants.
Hey,
no
not?
Chance.
This bus system, you're talking about some shuttlecock, some shuttle service that is just upper echelon. You know the shuttle service they need is MTA, Metro Transit Authority. Downtown, that bus station, they run on schedule, and they're efficient. I'll
damn
hang up
right.
and listen.
I
yes,
take it every morning.
This was anything but efficient. So we're kind of working our way. A bus is there, and we think, oh, we're going to get on this bus. And we start walking. Oh, it's already full.
It's a school bus, sir. Sorry.
So there's a bus behind it, so I just assume
oh, this isn't the
that we'll just walk to that bus and get on it. No, that bus pulls out, drives halfway down the road, and just stops in the middle of the road. And I'm like, you would think that it would just stay there and the next people in line would get on the bus, right?
Yeah,
no.
That's what I was thinking.
So it just pulls around and everybody just swarms. I mean, people are just swarming the buses.
Yeah.
Like, and it's getting physical.
It turned into a riot?
Pretty much.
Getting there.
And so I said, listen, we can't miss this bus. We've already been out here an hour.
Come on, boys, start rocking the bus.
Not trying to be funny, but I mean, you're just trying to get out of a soccer game. You're not trying to flee Ukraine. Like, calm down.
Yeah, you were a refugee, coach.
I understand that, but I don't know how long the next bus is going to take. Well, we've already been out there an hour. It's 85 degrees. My kids are hot and tired, and I'm like, this is annoying. And we tried to wait in whatever the line it was, and so I grab my three-year-old, and I just take off of that bus. And I start boxing people
out. Where's
your
wife?
She's behind.
There's no way she can keep up.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I am boxing people out mm-hmm. at the door.
You're on your own,
and
wife.
I got my left arm out. And my wife
hey,
is
Giannis.
Carrying the six-year-old and the 6-month-old in the carrier. And she has the 2-year-old holding one hand.
Yeah.
And I have my 3-year-old on my hip. And my right arm is blocking the entrance to the bus.
What hand is your beer in?
No, this is outside okay. the stadium,
oh,
man.
Got it.
And so I am there, and I am grabbing my wife's hand through the crowd. Come on. And I get her on the bus and block, and I said, people, you need to move back. And I get her on the bus.
Did
and
you
I'm
make
like,
it from Mexico to Texas? I mean, this, good gosh, coach.
How much did you pay the bus driver, coach? Jeez.
It was an absolute shit show.
Wait, this coach. Is a tour bus to Alabama? Mother.
I walk in. Turns out it was Aldean's tour bus.
It was bad. Like, I wanted to be all excited and love it, and it was a terrible first experience.
As an investor, what kind of things are you going to go to the board with?
Oh, they sent me a survey that night, and let me tell you, every little check mark, unacceptable, unacceptable.
I'm an investor.
They sent investors?
I'm not an investor for the millionth time. So
you are,
I filled
though.
Out unacceptable, unacceptable, unacceptable. I mean, there was people there. When we left, there were still probably 1,000 people waiting for buses.
The bus system was
similar to a
sweat
factory. I bet you they waited for another 2 hours for a bus.
Do you know where your survey went?
To the trash, probably.
Yeah, the same place your kids' shit went, coach.
There's now a survey at some public restrooms where it says you can put a smiley face, a middle-of-the-road face, or an upside-down face on how clean the restrooms were. You think that goes to anybody? No. But it makes people like Lunchbox feel good.
Exactly.
That they said something that nobody will ever see.
You wasted 30 minutes filling out a dumb survey.
You don't think they look at that survey?
Negative.
Oh, my God. I think they are looking for the feedback, their first one. And I understand. Opening a venue, you don't understand how it's all going to go, so you have mm-hmm. so much pressure on you.
I'm an investor.
But it was an unmitigated disaster. Like, I can't believe the shuttle dropped me off farther than the parking lot.
Do you realize?
Like, we were outside the parking lot. Like, usually a shuttle, the point is, so they get you close to the stadium. You don't have to drive. You ride their shuttle, and they get you good service. Hey. No, this dropped me off a half a mile from the freaking stadium.
Thank you, shuttle service, for the shuttle, but where's the shuttle to the stadium?
Yes. And listen, I understand it. Like, if you're just adults going a half a mile walk, not a big deal. But people with kids, with mm-hmm. 2-year-old, 3-year-olds, 1-year-olds, it makes it really hard to get up to the damn stadium.
It sounds like this stadium isn't very accessible.
It was not very accessible that day.
Which is
I don't know if they're gonna suspect it
because I always told you guys I've never seen it. Where is it? Oh, it's right next to 65. See it? So easy to see. I knew it was out in the middle of nowhere.
It's really not. It's where the fairgrounds were.
Now,
it's literally 3 minutes from downtown.
Let's be realistic.
It's a 7-minute ride from Nissan Stadium.
How long is this hype going to last? Like, in 3 weeks, are you going to be able to park your car right by the stadium because no one's going?
I don't know. That's a great question. I
would think opening day, yes, it's kind of a big deal. Let's see the stadium. We've been waiting for years. Every time you drive on 65, what do you see? Oh, my gosh, the stadium finally got a semi-roof. Oh, my gosh, they put the lights up. It's coming. So you go. You get excited for the first day. But then after a few weeks, you're kind of like, oh, all right, we've been there, done that, right?
I hope so. And
I think these fans are pretty rabid.
Are they?
Yeah.
The next week, we are going to try to drive and just park in the neighborhood. Because if we're going to walk that far using the shuttle, I would rather just walk back to my car. And I don't mind being stuck in traffic, mm-hmm. but the kids can be in the car and the, you know, AC, they can take a nap. Because, I mean, they had a long day. Like, for me, fine. But, man, it was just not very family-friendly for the first experience.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Man, I got a feel finally of what it's like at Lambeau, you know, where these neighborhoods are selling their yes. yards as parking lots.
Exactly.
Because when I went to, when we were playing for Garth Brooks in Arkansas, all these houses around the area, Ray, which is where we had the bachelor party.
Dixon Street, really Dixon fun to Street, party.
I mean, they were all selling these spots for $80.
Dude, there was a guy in the news for the Nashville game. He said, man, I just put up $80 to see what I could get. He said he got 20 cars in his yard for
easy.
$80.
Easy
each,
breezy.
Each, 20, so $80 like, each one.
That coach, sounds like over $1,000.
Ain't nobody has a yard that big there, coach.
He said, $80, boom, got 20 cars.
His neighbors
front yard,
must have been
backyard.
Out of town or something.
No, he did his backyard too because he didn't have a fence. So he parked in his backyard, his front yard.
Oh, damn, they went backyard too?
Yeah.
Careful with the swing set.
But then like he was like, my neighbor, he goes, he had it up for 30, but I mean, I just tried 80. I was like, he goes, I didn't know if I'd get anybody. He goes, man, filled up real quick.
And that's what you should have done, coach, instead of freaking the excursion but across not, Alaska.
Is it cool if I park in your garage?
So I need one of two things. I mean, I'm going to try the driving this time and parking in someone's yard for 20 mm-hmm. bucks.
But don't drink and drive.
Well, no, I
wasn't drinking.
I wasn't drinking.
Oh, I was drinking. I didn't drive.
The first experience was bad. When we're having to stare on the...
Baby Box, take the wheel.
Standing on the mezzanine the whole time because it's so hot. Like, it was just... There was no time to even relax. It was just like, well, this was a big disaster.
Right. Tell me the worst of it. Did you see the goal?
Coach... Oh, I saw the goal.
No,
the worst
did you
of it.
See it with your eyes?
Yeah. What all do you right. mean?
Coach, why do you want the worst of it? We spent 30 minutes talking about the worst experience of his life.
Let's be real. I've been to a soccer game before. I think there was two... scores and both of them I was in the bathroom. I mean, they never score. It's 2.5 hours of one climax.
You want to be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a soccer game. I was just thinking about it.
I think you'll take your boys to one of these.
Yeah?
Well, it's really cool.
I'm seeing here, it sounds like it. I'm on Sunday or Saturday. There's one on Saturday. They got another home game. It's at 4, so the sun should be
Sunday.
Setting.
You're not going to be there Saturday.
Mother's Day.
You go on Mother's Day?
Yes.
They have a Sunday, a Mother's Day game? Well, that sounds like another unmitigated disaster.
No, that's
does your wife want to go?
Yes, she enjoys it.
No. It's her day. Does she want to go?
No, I told her. I said, and she goes, absolutely. Why would I not want to go?
We're season ticket holders. Damn it.
But here's the problem.
Well,
it's 4 o'clock. So we're going to be standing on the mezzanine again because it's going to be so damn hot.
A little cooler. 4? I mean, coach, the game is how long? 3 hours?
2 hours.
It's only 2 hours?
Oh, I got you a night game. There's
I it's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Break, 90 minutes.
No, it's 45, break, 45.
Oh.
Okay, a lot of these games are at night, so
yeah,
you're fine.
Most of them are at night, but the few that are at day games, we are done. And this one is at 4 o'clock this Sunday, and so we're going to be scorching out. I immediately, when I got home, after I filled out my survey.
Called my dermatologist. Mm-hmm.
I immediately emailed the ticket person.
Aloe Vera.
With the team, and I was like, hey, rookie mistake. I bought these tickets online, and the scorching sun, that's not really going to work for us. You got any tickets on the other side? And she said, no, actually, those are sold out. I'm like, figures.
Yeah. I'm an investor.
They're smart.
Yeah, those people are smart. They realize that the sun, they talk to the ticket agent, like, oh, when it's a day game, the sun, that'll still be in the shade. That other side's going
to
be getting
you
cooked.
You have to think that you're opening something brand new. You can't think of everything. Like, that's crazy that people thought so far ahead that they're like, which way does the sun set? Oh, okay, I want to be on this side. Like, that's unbelievable to me. I would have never thought. I would have been just like you, yes. Sat down, great day for a game. What the?
Yeah, it's the worst because the people that are in the shade, they enjoyed the game, yes. And you had a horrible time.
Yes, like, I went to Wrigley, and I decided to sit in the bleachers,
oh, God,
and it was a noon game, oh. And, dude, I baked, and all I would see across the way were all the people in the shade. I'm like, oh, that must be real nice.
They're rich.
Real nice.
But the bleachers is where you want to be because it's
really.
Fun.
Not really.
I'd rather be in the bleachers.
20, absolutely.
I'd rather be in the bleachers for a night game.
That's fine. I mean, different.
Even though Wrigley's day baseball, that's where you want to be.
That's different.
But damn, that hot.
Would you take all your kids to go to the bleachers?
Ooh,
no,
not at this
that.
Age.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they would make it. It'd
and
be
also
bad.
The bleachers, there's no real bathroom out there. Aren't you kind of screwed? You're out on an island.
Well, there wasn't any bathroom out when you're waiting for the shuttle either.
True.
So
we heard.
We figured it out. I mean, literally just crapped right there in the tall grass. I mean, it's bad. It was a bad day.
Bad look for the podcast.
Yeah, we got, and we didn't, another mistake we made, we didn't know how long the shuttle was going to take going there, so we went to Nissan Stadium early, and we ended up, we were at the stadium an hour and 15 minutes before the game.
Wow, coach, good planning. Well, you want to see them warm up?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't need to see them warm up. I didn't need to see that. We were just, trying to figure out how logistically it was going to take. And it didn't take that long. They had a lot of shuttles.
I like it when they give the kids the flag.
They had a lot of shuttles waiting for you when you parked at Nissan, so we only waited a minute for it to get on the shuttle, and we were out of there in 4 minutes, and we were to the stadium 8 minutes later, and it was like, oh, boy, we're really early. But I was glad we were a little early because we did have a little over a half mile walk just to get there, and we had to go around the fence when they could have dropped us at either end of the fence and a lot of unnecessary walking. But that was my experience with Nashville SC. But I'm glad it's open.
Are they good?
They are good.
They're decent. Okay, so they're not going to win.
They're probably not going to win the
MLS Cup.
They're probably not going to win that. They're not as good as they were last year. But they also have had a lot of games on the road.
Who are their superstars?
Walker Zimmerman.
Hey,
Walker Zimmerman.
He plays for Team USA.
Really?
Yeah,
Mario.
So he gets called up. He plays for them. He plays defense. He's really good.
Kobe Jones? He's on there?
Hani Mukhtar. Randall Leal, Dax McCarty.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, anybody
Who's
else?
The goalie?
Joe Willis.
Really?
Yeah.
I see you memorize the lineup card while you're in the sun.
Coach, the investment.
Dude, I watch them. Yeah.
What about the Preds? Are they any good?
Lovitz. Preds are, oh my God, they suck. Did you watch it last night?
No, are they terrible?
Preds are getting worse.
My father-in-law texted me and goes, game one, Preds. I was like, I know, and I turn it on. They were down 3-0 in the first 8 minutes.
Oh, man.
They were down 5-0 in the second period.
Oh, my
I think
goodness.
They lost 7-2.
Yeah, they ran into a buzzsaw, I'm pretty sure, out after the first, which makes me enjoy my Stanley Cup that I went to all the more special.
But I did watch some hockey last night. I was flipping between basketball and hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a wrap on Nashville SC, right? We can close that book.
Coach, what
you
would
got
you
got any more questions?
Would you say that's your bitching minute? I mean, I feel like every show you've had a bitching hour.
No,
about something.
No, that was just a buildup. Like,
right.
I was so excited about the whole start of the new.
But everything you do there, you've complained about some kind of experience that you've had. So should we just build a segment into this?
I don't think I do complain that much. I was just telling
Smart.
You a real life
right,
story
yeah.
about what happened to me at the Nashville SC game. I was conveying what I went through, the storytelling. That's what I felt like we wanted
to do. The airport, though. Remember the airport?
Yeah, that was
bad. That was about 30 minutes of you straight bitching.
And also,
it's storytelling. It's telling you what happened.
Yes,
it's reliving it.
We know, Dr. Seuss. But also, with the whole thing with the bus system, did you think it was going to go smoother than that?
I did.
I mean, if I was about to do it with Baser, I'd be like, oh, they got this shuttle system. You know what? I guarantee that's going to be a cluster F.
You're right. You're right. Shuttles are always a cluster.
Right. But at least they drop you off close to the venue.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. That's the problem with a shuttle. You don't know where they're going
to
take you.
I mean, just like when I went to Disney World, Scuba Steve told me, sometimes these shuttles drop you off on the other side of Disney World. Then you have to take a boat to Disney World. Boom. You never know exactly where this damn shuttle is going to go. It doesn't say shuttle to the front. It just says shuttle. They shuttle you wherever they want to, and then they just drop you off.
I mean, they shuttled us to literally the side of the road.
And you know what happens?
Side of the road. Not even, they didn't pull in a parking lot. They didn't pull in a field. They literally dropped us on the side of the road.
And you know what happens?
Really the red carpet.
Coach, you're talking about Disney World. In Disney World, they have these things called the monorail, right? And it's the ultimate shuttle. I'm like,
same with Las Vegas.
This thing is unbelievable, right? So we found out after, 2 hours of researching, we're going to have to take the monorail. It'll drop you off about 2 miles from the park. Then from the monorail, you're going to take a trolley, and that trolley is going to drop you off closer to the park. But once you get to the park, there's going to be a sky lantern that you can get on. That'll take you to the front of the park. Then you have to walk about half a mile to the entrance.
Brutal.
I mean, come on, Coach.
How did Columbus do it?
It's like the monorail in Vegas. It's like, oh, it's so convenient.
It is. It really is.
I'm going to go on the opposite side of this one on you, and I'll hang up and listen.
I hope you're doing well.
You have to walk so far.
Hi, Coachers. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
You have to walk so far to get on that monorail.
Nah, man. Here's the thing.
Dude, that monorail drops you off in the casino.
In the casino, but if you're trying to get to the other casinos,
that might be a problem.
You have to cross the street because the monorail only stays on the left side of the strip, man. So if you're trying to get Caesars, good luck.
Yeah.
But Bellagio. That's what I'm
saying. Bellagio, good luck.
Oh, Caesars is the one that's straight right across. Yes. You have to for sure go across.
But it is. It seems convenient.
So you should know that if you're getting on a shuttle, Coach, it's
I just had
bad.
So much confidence, and I guess I was blinded by the excitement of what was about to happen. I was excited about the first game, and it was just like,
At least they won.
They tied.
Oh, right. They tied.
But like, do you feel like you grew from that? Because I can imagine me just experiencing that with my wife would be nuts. With three kids.
Coach, he doesn't grow.
Do you have learned so much about yourself, your family, family strength, family togetherness? Your kids saw all of that. They saw how dad reacts in conflict.
Come on! Somebody help me!
All right, take a dump right here.
Here, poop in my hands.
Don't forget to flush, you idiot.
I liked it because my kids...
You liked, after all this, you liked it.
No, I liked what Ray is saying about how did I see my family react.
We will not give up our freedom.
My wife... Soccer game. It could have been like, oh, let's go home.
We didn't get all dressed up for nothing.
We could have left early. We could have been like, oh, it's hot. But my wife was like, no, let's just stand up here in the shade. The kids loved it. And they all, there was two... We were playing Philadelphia, okay? And there was two older gentlemen. They're, one of the guy's son works for the Philadelphia team.
Did you tell him you're an investor?
No. Because I'm not. And they sat there, and they were like 70 years old, and they were really nice, and they kind of jabbed with my kids. And
you
like,
want to fight?
No, they were like.
Kick his ass.
My son would be going, go Nashville. And they'd be son, you're cheering for the wrong team. It's all about Philadelphia. And he go, and my son would be, you're silly, guys. You guys are silly.
Like the guy at the mall?
Yes.
You're silly.
Yes. And so my kids kind of interacted with these guys that were the opposing team.
Wait, hold on. Back it up. Your son's saying that now?
Yeah.
Like that? You're silly?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, move on.
And I said.
No cause for concern.
I told them.
Gideon.
It was great.
It's all right, son.
It was great to see my kids kind of interact with these guys and not be shy and like tell them, no, go Nashville. Mm-hmm. And like when Nashville scored, my kids told them, go.
Yay!
And no, I don't know why you think my son talks like that, but he does.
That's what you just said.
No,
he said, you're silly.
No, he didn't say it like that.
Well, that's the way the guy at the mall told me.
I heard when we score a goal, is it like Nashville tradition where everybody, the girls flash?
I mean, did not flash.
No, not your wife. Did you look around?
Yeah, there was no flashing going on by me. Okay?
Coach, and how can there be a tradition when it's their first game?
No, it's not their first game ever, Eddie. You know they played at Nissan Stadium last year, right?
No clue. No, I didn't.
Somebody told me when they score a goal, because it rarely happened, the girls will flash.
No, I've never heard that. Any game I've ever been to, I've never seen the girls flash when we score.
This team has been here for more than a year?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh.
They used to play at Nissan, then they played at a baseball
stadium.
They
played stadium. At the baseball stadium. Baseball they played at First Horizon Park.
Lost the perfect game.
Where sound? Where the Sounds play?
Yes.
I've heard of the Sounds.
That's when they were the minor league. And then they made it to the...
Oh, they're major league now.
Now they're MLS. Yeah, they're a pro team.
They play Austin, or it's Austin
yes,
or
they
minor
play
league?
Austin.
Okay.
Yeah, we beat all...
They play the Galaxy?
Yes.
Or, really?
Yes.
That's why I have confidence. I know we're talking a lot
Austin's
of soccer,
first place right
but,
now.
Well, in Austin, they sell that stadium out every time.
Every time.
Yes, and I it's
friends,
crazy.
Friends send me a video. Boom, packed. Sweet Life, packed. This, nuts, beer bongs. It's
so
crazy.
So before
there.
Every game there, McConaughey comes out, right? And he hits his chest and everything. What do they do here? Like, who comes out here?
They did fireworks this time.
No. But,
it was a little
all the celebrities here.
They had Tannehill come out and he threw an interception.
No, he came out
That's
and said,
funny, Coach.
I'm not here to mentor you guys how to run a franchise.
Okay. He wrote that tweet at the mall.
No, at the food. At
yeah,
the
food court.
True food.
Truly.
True, so what?
I don't know. I just assume. But yeah, I mean, it was fun.
He said
Sounds
he was
fun,
a,
Coach.
Tannehill said he was in a dark place, though. He went to therapy.
Yeah. But do you have a problem with him saying, hey.
Wait, hold on. Start from the beginning. What did he say? I don't even know what you're talking about. I saw the tweet, but I don't know what
that was. Let me segue.
After this break.
Hey, from the pitch to the football field.
Oh.
To the gridiron.
From the pitch to the.
This.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Nice.
So, the Titans draft Malik Willis in the third round, quarterback out of Liberty.
Oh, okay.
And so they Ryan Tannehill finally had a press conference, I guess it was yesterday, and they were asking him about, you know.
Oh, my gosh. It's called a presser.
People are so stupid with their questions.
What?
Just put pressure on you knowing that the Titans drafted a quarterback.
Quick question here in the back, Ryan. What did you eat for breakfast? Just curious. Funny question.
They're all stupid. What did they ask?
I don't remember the exact question I was going to get.
Was
right
it along those lines?
It was along the lines of, do yes. you feel like you had to mentor? Are you going to help mentor Malik Willis?
Oh
blah, blah, blah. And he said, it's not my job to mentor him. If he learns something from me, then that's fine by watching me, but I'm not going to mentor him.
I like that he's being honest.
No.
That's how every quarterback has ever felt. Drew Bledsoe didn't want to mentor Tom Brady. Joe Montana wasn't there to mentor Steve Young. They weren't there. They were there to play and win games. They didn't give a crap. No quarterback gives a crap about the backup quarterback.
Damn right.
I disagree.
Oh, my gosh.
Alex Smith.
We literally had to put a football helmet on your head so you knew what it was like to see what it felt. Ray, you weren't here for this.
Hey, I will not mentor Arnold, and I'll hang up and listen.
Slap him, Coach.
Here's my thing.
Ray, you weren't here for this. We had to put that football helmet on Lunchbox's head so he knows what it's like to get hit by it.
No, you didn't.
You did. We did. And he was like, oh, it's so loud. I can't. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes. And then we were like, all right, through the face mask. How hard is it to see? It's a lot harder than I thought.
Stop
yeah, you idiot.
But what does that? That doesn't.
That
prove
has to
anything.
Do with you've never been a quarterback, so you don't know what it's like.
Have you been a quarterback?
One time, junior high.
I was a quarterback all the time when we played street football.
No. In pads, in organized sports, I was a quarterback.
Hey, first team all state. Matter. I can make it rain.
Shut up.
Here's my thing. What Ryan Tannehill should have said is, "Hey, man, I'm here for whatever Malik needs. He's part of our team. I can't wait to get him in the building and hopefully win some football games." That's all he has to say. Now, if he does it behind closed doors and doesn't mentor him, that's fine. But what he's saying—
That's fine. Why are you talking like that? You're the one that comes on here all the time and just like, shut up, fire him. It's stupid.
Hey, there was another thing after the comma. I don't think it's my job to mentor Malik Willis.
It's not.
Comma. But if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing.
That is an honest answer.
Yes, but it's not the right answer.
Okay, Mr. PR over here. Ever since you became an investor, you've changed, dude.
No, if he is the franchise quarterback, all he has to say is, hey, man, I'm here to help.
He can say whatever he wants to say.
Right, and it makes it look bad, though. It makes the locker room like, well, that guy's not going to help him. Like, so if you're Nick Westbrook Akina, who's like number three or number four.
Why did a high school with him?
These comments are awesome.
No, he's
Twitter.
Like,
Hold on. One thing on Twitter. Tannehill throws an incomplete pass next season. Quote, not more quotes. Get Willis in there now. No more quotes. Thank you for attending this sneak peek of the 2022 Titans fan experience.
Yes. So then Westbrook Akina sees the leader of the team.
Russell
the
Westbrook.
No, Westbrook Akina.
Who the fuck is
he's
that?
A wide receiver. Sees Tannehill.
Valdez Spalding.
He's not going to help Malik Willis. He does not going to mentor him. So Westbrook Akina sees that as like, well, I'm not going to help this new wide receiver either, because if Tannehill, our leader, is not going to help, why am I going to help someone else on our team?
Okay.
It's a bad look. It's just bad PR. All you have to do is say, yeah, I'm going to help him. Now, when you get in the building, maybe you don't help him.
So just lie.
Yes.
Oh, so you love it. That's why you like J.J. Watt, because he's very honest.
Oh, my. He is not
honest. Exactly. And you don't like the dude.
No, he doesn't.
No, you have a problem. You're trying to play both sides right now.
No. J.J. Watt just does everything for the camera. I don't think he's as nice as he comes off as. That's what I'm saying. Everything.
And that's what I like
camera.
About Tannehill. Tannehill's being real right now, and I love that. And I hate the fact they had to apologize and take it back, because that's what he felt in the moment, and that's how he feels. I'm not there to mentor anyone. I'm a professional athlete who worked my ass to get to this position. No one cares about me. I don't care about them.
He's real, and that's why he eats at Real Foods in Brentwood, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Coach.
What's that place called?
True, I think.
Oh.
He's true. That's why he eats at True Foods.
Whatever. But I did one thing. I mean, the draft was, 20 days ago, I feel like?
Last week.
I thought was funny is, if you look at all these mock drafts, some of them had Malik Willis going number 6 to Carolina. They had, like, 3 quarterbacks going in the first round. They had Carson Strong, who is the Nevada quarterback, maybe being drafted by the Titans at number 26. Guess where Carson Strong got drafted?
Coach? Beats me.
Didn't get drafted.
Oh.
So, I mean, what usually happens is
these draft boards are a joke.
Yeah, they're a joke. What usually happens
is a joke, because no one knows what the hell's going
on. Everybody freaks out and starts trading all these picks to get these quarterbacks. So what it tells me is these quarterbacks this year suck. That no one thinks they're any good if they all were just like, nah, we'll just wait. I ain't worried about that.
Knew that.
But it doesn't matter. Usually, like, Christian Ponder, he sucked in Florida State.
He sucks now.
Well, yes, but people traded up into the top 10 to draft him. That's what I'm saying. Usually everybody panics and just, no matter what, if there's a quarterback available, they'll draft him high just because it's a quarterback. This year they're like, nah, I don't care about that guy. I don't care about that guy. I thought it was pretty funny. And that one guy, Dean,
Mr. Irrelevant,
that went to the draft the first night, he didn't get drafted until the third round. He sat in that green room the first night, didn't get drafted.
Did he go back the second?
I don't know. I didn't watch. Hmm. But I thought it was crazy. And the draft grades, guess who got the worst grade?
Titans.
Nope.
Bears?
Yep.
Chiefs. Oh, Bears.
Bears.
Wow.
Bears.
Well, the people that graded them are the same people that made the draft board.
Exactly.
So that's a good point, Coach.
Yeah.
Who's your head coach?
Eferbus.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what? Coach bleeped that.
Watch
Thank
your
you.
Mouth, man.
He was the defensive coordinator for the Colts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What the Eferbus are you doing?
Infamous.
Infamous? Yeah. And then back to my hockey game last night. So I
watched. Man, we're covering all the big sports.
Good job. I'll do NASCAR
soccer
in about 5 minutes.
Did you watch the Penguins Rangers?
No, Coach. No.
Dude,
I missed out on a good one?
Oh, you missed out on an all-time class. I don't know if it's all-time classic, but
I'll watch it on ESPN Classic never.
Right after the Ali fight.
Ah! Dude, you know how many saves the New York Rangers keeper had?
12.
71.
In one game?
Yeah. What they went three OTs.
Guessing the dice on the big show?
That's the over.
No. Here's what's crazy. Midway through the second overtime,
yeah,
Pittsburgh's goalie.
What's his name?
Goalie.
DeSimon?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
That's it.
Gets hurt.
DeSimon Lviv. DeSmith.
DeSmith, maybe.
Lviv.
He had to be pulled. He had to be pulled because he got hurt. So the backup goalie who has been sitting there for 4.5 hours.
I got audio if you want it.
Has to go into the game.
Here you go. And audio of an interview. I think he said he was eating spicy pork before he went in the game.
I think we believe. I actually had quite the meal in between the first and the second overtime. I didn't expect going in, but maybe it sustained my energy. So it was cool, though. It was cool to be part of that.
You say quite the meal. What was it?
Some spicy pork and broccoli. Not the best.
It was the best.
Literally, dude was sitting there for 4.5 hours.
Eating my dinner.
The goalie gets pulled, and they're like, hey, back up. Come on in.
Who, me?
And so in the middle of the second overtime, he gets in. 2 seconds later, shot, save. Another 3 seconds later, shot, save. He saved 3 shots in the first 10 seconds.
Hey, he's like burping.
He's like, oh, that was pork, man.
Sorry.
That's why a lot of that is just luck.
So, no, I mean, here's the crazy part.
How many can you block?
None.
Yes, you can.
None.
Just put your body in front of coach.
No
chance.
Your
body covers 60% of
exactly.
The net. Shift it covers 75. You got 25% chance they're going to make it.
You guys are the dumbest people.
No, you're the dumbest.
I'll bet you $1,000.
$1,000.
Wow, investor.
We'll go down there and we'll give them
10 shots.
10 shots.
I'll block one.
Okay.
We couldn't even land an interview, and we're going to land that.
Here's the problem. I mean, they hit me in that one spot where there are no pads, that's going to hurt. But I'll block it.
You wouldn't even get your pads. You wouldn't get your glove up in time.
I don't need my
so
glove.
Fast.
I don't need my. I would do it facing the net.
I officially can't do it. I'm never going to have kids.
As my balls.
But I could block it by facing the net.
Oh, my God. You're back to the
yes. All I got
to
do is just stand with my arms out, my legs spread out, and my back. Coach, you think that they're so accurate that they're going to miss my body every single time?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Dude, they're going to hit you in the teabag.
Do you understand how dumb you sound right now?
And I'll block it. Teabag or not, I will block it.
This is how funny you guys are. They are the greatest of great.
Sure.
Could you hit a serve from Novak Djokovic?
So are
golf. By just sticking your racket out? No. Djokovic, could you return his serve by just sticking your racket out?
No, coach, because that there is a 10-yard area that he can hit the ball. I'm not 10 yards long. The net is probably, the goal is probably 4 feet wide, right? My arms can cover both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a better chance of Joker hitting the ball in fair and me not touching it than there is a hockey player making a goal on me.
Hey, if you're 80 yards out, let me ask this. You and Tiger Woods, and he gets 100, or you get 100 shots, he gets one.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you can make one that's closer than Tiger 80 yards out?
He has one shot?
And you have 100.
Yes.
So there are times
when we can
beat the pros when given extra tries.
Absolutely.
And attempts and chances.
I mean, look at these golfers, dude. You have the best golfers in the world, and what do they do? Oh, I pulled it. Oh, there he goes. It goes in the water. I mean, 100 yards out, and they still pull shots.
So there are things we can never do. We can never throw the ball 100 yards like Malik Willis. We've seen all of that. But
right. We
could do one little thing one time better than a pro,
correct.
And I believe that's being a goalie. One time,
a hockey goalie.
Putting your hand up and stopping a puck.
Yes.
I mean,
there's no way that your hand movement is the reason you stop the puck. I think it's more of they're going to screw up than you putting your glove in the right place.
Obviously, this guy's not going to answer honestly like Tannehill, this fake, what was he, the backup, triple backup goalie?
Exactly.
They should have said, how lucky were you in those 3 saves in 10 seconds?
Very lucky.
The broccoli
he played
was
that,
still
and then
bubbling.
He played into the third overtime. Guys, he has played 2 NHL games the entire year. He was in the minor leagues until like a few weeks ago.
That's beautiful.
Oh, he's with the Ice Bats.
No, I don't know who he's with.
That would have been cool. I don't think they exist, coach.
I don't think they do.
Full circle, Ray.
The Texas Stars. But if I'm looking at this
they're
right.
Cedar Park.
Thank you.
No problem, coach.
A goal, an NHL goal
is worth 2 points.
No.
The size?
12 feet wide by 7 feet tall.
The goal.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. You're
the standard hockey goal size is 12 feet wide and 7 feet tall when you Google it.
No, it's not.
There's no
there's
chance.
0% chance.
Because the goalie skates.
Okay, it's 72 by 48.
What?
72 by 48.
Exactly.
That's like 5 feet.
72 inches?
The goalposts are 6 feet apart measured from the inside of the post. Well, what is a standard? Why is a standard different than
you're looking at something from another country.
The puck, I must be looking at something from another.
Because if the goal was that big, the Preds only got 2 goals.
6 feet. 6 feet.
Okay.
All right. Arm to arm. 6 feet.
And then add the tea bag.
There you go.
Okay.
There's the goal.
And then you also have all the padding
and
on.
And, Coach, you are double the size because of all the padding. It's not your scrawny little ass trying to guard a puck.
The way they get the goals is the shiftiness. They fake you and juke and then try and get around and then get a better angle.
And those leg pads, Coach, I mean, they're freaking 2 feet wide.
If they just
so
take
are you going to stand with your legs together or apart?
I probably do. As soon as the I'm trying to act this
no,
out.
No, when they take the shot, it's too late. No, it's going 100 miles
no,
an hour.
No,
Coach, don't give them your secret. They may be
right,
listening to
you're
this.
You're right, Coach. I'm going
to
sit back down.
No, tell me. Go ahead and act it out.
Okay, so if they are about to slap the puck, right?
Dumbasses.
Listen.
It's called spank it.
Spank it?
Yeah.
All right, so how am I standing? You describe what I'm standing.
Oh, you have your legs spread open.
And my
arms.
Oh, and I have a stick. Don't forget I have that big stick.
Okay.
Okay?
Lunch, why are you on your knees?
Oh, that feels good.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I got my hands out, right? I got my big sticks covering between my feet.
And the stick has padding.
Oh, so if the stick is between your feet, then your arm's down. That means you can't have your arm up. Which one is it?
Right here. Idiot, look.
No, that's not.
There's the stick.
Okay.
All right, I'm covering between my, and my other one is doing what?
It's up in the air. Like
yeah, next to my face.
And guess what? It's going to go right under
your
armpit.
Shut up. Listen. So what I'm going to do, as soon as he slaps the puck,
spanks it.
I'm going to put my knees together and hold my arm out.
I've never seen a goalie do that before. That is genius.
Hey, Ray, will you please explain to him once the puck is hit, it's too late?
No, it's not.
It's going 70 to 80 miles
okay,
an
that's
hour.
Fine. As soon as he does the backswing, I'm moving. I'm telling you, I can do this. Set it up. I'll do it.
It would be actually really easy because if we made the rule where he can't shift Eddie, if he was able to shift him, then he can scoop it and he'll just.
Hey, how far out does he have to be?
Do you really want to try this?
If he's like.
I know Roman Yossi.
But it's one of the. Hey, you know when they do the shootout during the regular season?
Yeah.
I mean, there they go back and forth, zigzag, ooh, oopla, ooh, ice cream scoop into the net. He can't do that against Eddie or he'd score.
It's got to be in that line.
If he takes a shot from, there's a line out there. If he just takes it from there, there's no way he can score on Eddie.
He will score some.
I know, but I'm saying.
Eddie won't even be able to stay on his fucking skates. He will fall on his ass.
Coach, watch the
effort. You try to move and you are going to fall flat on your ass.
Eddie Boomer's listening.
Covers a majority of the net.
Thank you.
The only way guys can score is if they shift it and angle it and do weird stuff like that and get a block or a deflection.
Yes. Oh my God. And you bet your ass between every shot, I'm going to get some Gatorade water. Hey, do we really want to try this?
I would love to try
it. I know someone that knows Roman really well.
Okay, it sounds like you know like a third stringer on the team. Well, I know
Roman Yossi.
I know Johansson.
Yeah.
He used to date a chick.
Okay.
He used to come over to my
group. Ask Kitty.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I just don't think he would stop the shots.
We can make this happen.
I would love to find someone that play. I mean,
here's my connection to Johansson. Me and Baser one time had a roommate downtown. That roommate was best friends with Johansson's then fiance. Johansson's then fiance would come. No. Johansson's then fiance would come chill at the crib. We'd chill. They would all bring girls over. It was all fun and dandy. One time we went to the park, hung out with Johansson. But I do.
At the park?
Yes, with his Bulldogs. But anyways.
Like slides and merry-go-rounds?
Yeah. It was a festival. It was like a blueberry festival.
Oh, got it.
They're no longer together. So my connection with Johansson, unfortunately, is over. But our buddy Kitty, the local guy, knows some of the Preds. I'll hang up and listen.
And our buddy Nick is best friends with Yossi.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like the best connection
of
them all.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, Nick is best friends with him?
Yeah.
How?
Nick was telling me that. They just know each other.
That's crazy.
Well, he was telling me that during the off season, he'd go to his house and he'd say, "Here, put these rollerblades on. I got to stay in shape." And he would just do rollerblade hockey with a freaking ball, and that's how he'd practice.
And Nick played with him?
Yeah, he said it was unbelievable.
Why would he want to do that?
He needed someone to do it with him.
Well,
here, let's just pass back and forth. I need to get back in shape.
Hey, man, come do me.
I mean, it was like last night when I was watching that game. Some of those guys had over an hour of ice time. They usually have 21 minutes a game.
Yeah, and you know what the hockey the goalie does?
Stands there.
He just stands there.
And I've never heard you this turned on by hockey players.
Coach, it's playoffs, coach.
It's an hour and a half. Have you ever gone an hour and a half, Ray?
Here's the thing.
No.
Playoffs are a different animal when it comes to hockey.
You ever gone an hour and a half? I mean, you can't survive that.
When I am watching.
Grab the handcuffs.
I will watch it. And then when it goes into overtime hockey in the playoffs is one of the best things
it's
you can
like
watch.
It's like football. Love it.
It's so great.
Whoever wins the coin toss.
Oh, God.
Wins the game. Pretty much.
Does only one hockey team get the puck?
Do we frustrate you? Would you rather, let me ask you this, would you rather have
no, you're do would you rather now? No, it's back. Would you rather Wednesday?
No, no.
Would you rather Wednesday? I really think we should do would you rather Wednesday.
Idiot.
I'm sorry. Okay. There's better terminology.
Like, do you think we should do would you rather Wednesday?
Instead,
if we just did it one day a week, would that be okay with you guys?
Would you like to have two co-hosts that all they do is just bitch about sports calls like you do? Or do you like us?
Have I bitched about one call today?
No, hold on. But do you like us?
Have I bitched about one call today?
I feel like we.
I don't bitch about calls ever.
I feel like we annoy you.
Hey.
No,
boys.
I think you're absolutely idiotic when you think you could stop a shot.
I can.
No, you can't. Like, you're like, oh, I would move my arm.
Uh-huh.
But after it's shot, your arm is irrelevant.
Now, if the power of the puck moves my hand back into the goal. I mean, I can see that happening because of the power. Or maybe
you
the whole...
You wouldn't even catch it!
Maybe if the puck hits my chest and I slide backwards and it counts as a goal,
also,
that could happen.
With hand-eye coordination, you have an extra big mitt, just like baseball.
Exactly.
It's like catching an 80-mile-an-hour fastball.
I can do
and
it.
And you have no players obstructing your vision. And
yes.
I will hang up and listen.
In-game... I mean, you're talking four players obstructing their vision.
That's how they score on deflections.
Correct.
They have to actually slow it down to see who gets the point and the assist and all that.
And this is why me and Ray are on the podcast. We speak truth. Yeah. Facts.
No. You speak stupid.
And Eddie, never say the phrase, would you rather? Sometimes on Saturday,
sorry,
my wife
coach.
Will be like, hey, would you rather go to brunch or hang out with my... And I'm like, I get the chills when she says that.
PTSD of would you rather? Coach, that was a lot. That's like, 2 years of would you
the
rather.
Guy in the guy in the NHL right now, Zdeno Chara,
who's that?
At the skills competition this year, his slap shot was measured at 105.9 miles an hour, and you're going to stop that.
I don't want to play him. I will not do 100. What is it, 115?
105.
I'm not doing that. That hurts. Because I feel like that, even if it hits my pads, that's going to hurt.
Dude, get it from one of the Preds. They were humming them real slow last night.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way in hell the Preds were shooting at 105 last night.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know. I can't even. Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
I would love to. If we could line that up in the offseason.
Coach, I'm sure. Remember our relationship with the NHL. I'm sure we'd do something. Scuba, light
hey,
it up.
Scuba. Scuba, you got a contact over the NHL you can hit up.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not in there.
No.
Dude, it's a best of seven series.
Oh,
no,
God,
it's going to be brutal. Over in four. Don't worry.
So take Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh,
minus
crap.
1.5.
They're like the best team in the NHL.
How supposedly. Did we get that draw? That blows.
Well, because you didn't win enough in the regular season.
Well, Ray didn't do shit, so.
Yeah, I did. I went to some games. A bachelor party ended up there. I was like 30 deep when I rolled up.
Have you guys ever ice skated?
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's extremely hard.
You ever try to stop?
Oh, no, Ray's from the north. I forgot.
Yeah, he used to skate on ponds and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's your slap shot?
I'm telling you, I'm all about rollerblades. Ice skates are tough. Dude, and, I mean, when you fall, you fall.
It hurts.
It hurts bad.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it really does. And I never knew how to stop on ice skate, so I'd just run into the wall and try to hold, like.
Oh, no, you do the pizza wedge, right? Or is that just skiing?
It might just be skiing.
Never been skiing, so I don't know. Don't know what that's like.
You probably shouldn't anymore. You might be a little too old for that.
I do worry about that because I think I would tear both my ACLs.
Yes.
Like, my wife's like, oh, we should take a ski trip. And I'm like.
And your elbows already don't
dang
work.
Dang, so. Vale?
Is that where I don't.
Okay, Breckenridge.
Why don't you go to. Can't you go to. You can go to New Mexico, too.
Okay, Taos.
Hey, there's Scuba. Scuba.
I would love to go to Steamboat.
Ask Scuba. 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 We want to have a competition. Eddie wants to. He thinks he can take a slap. He can block a shot from an NHL player. If they get 10 shots, he thinks he can block the goal. You think you could reach out to the NHL and line
Coach,
that up?
Will you start that whole question over?
I actually understood everything you said because I have marbles in my mouth when I speak sometimes. Like,
here's the problem. I try to rush what I'm going to say because I figure
So basically, you want me to go to the NHL, who, by the way, loves us and says it's the Jack Daniels tent when we come to visit them. You want me to go reach out to those wonderful people at the NHL?
If those motherfuckers say, like, yeah, we'll do it, just meet us at the Jack Daniels tent, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I speak really fast sometimes because I just know Eddie and Ray are going to interrupt me.
Slow it down.
So I'm like, I try to hurry and get it out.
I know the feeling. I grew up in a large family. You want to get out as fast as possible because if you don't, then they go on to the next thing. But yes, Eddie in front of a goal trying to stop at least one of the 10 pucks.
Yeah.
And you, okay.
With all the goalie gear.
Oh, yeah, because you'll get messed up if you don't.
Correct.
Yeah, you should.
I think I'll get messed up even with.
Yeah. You should definitely wear a mask. I'm worried about your face.
Like the helmet with a mask.
The full padding.
All of it.
They hit hard.
Yes. Do you know how large the goal is?
Like the width of it?
Yeah. Lunchbox says 12 feet long.
Well, that's
I don't think it's that long.
No. That's what a standard goal. I Google it, and that's what comes up. So I don't know if that's youth hockey, if that's somewhere else.
Or it's a different measurement.
Or it's a different measurement.
Maybe 12 feet in height? Or 12 inches in height?
No, it's like 6 wide and maybe.
Because if you think about it, if you have a stance, a goalie has a stance, that's about a good 4 to 5 feet. It's got to be 6 feet.
It's 6 feet wide, I believe, and probably 5 tall.
I've never stood next to one, so I don't know. I just Googled it, and that was the first thing that came up, so I thought that was
right.
Do
you think you can stop one puck out of 10?
One. What do you think?
Against, like, a star player or, like,
one of the Preds.
One of the OK players?
Yeah. Maybe a midfielder? Is that what they're called? Mid-icer?
Now, stopping in the sense of you have to catch it in a glove?
It just doesn't go in. Anyway. It doesn't go in. Even if it hits me in the face and it doesn't go in, that counts.
I think you can stop at least one easily.
That's what I'm saying.
At least one.
This guy doesn't think I can do one.
With your body, I guess if you can get your body into it, you can stop one puck.
And I'm not even saying.
The Preds suck, so you can probably stop more than one.
And I'm not even saying.
The NHL sucks as a whole, too, so you probably can stop all of them.
I'm not even saying I could stop it. I think the player will just screw one shot up and it'll hit my body.
Because they suck. You can at least miss one.
Just one at least.
Yeah, totally. And you can do it while drinking Jack Daniels near the Jack Daniels tent.
Oh, God. Now, do you think is this possible? Like, can we go do it?
I think we could definitely do it, yeah.
You can set it up?
Yeah, I can set it up, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right,
let's do
it. I'll try. We have a contact. The NHL, that's dead. But the Preds guy may be willing to do this.
Okay,
yeah, we're going to have to wait till after the season.
No, let's just do it tomorrow.
Playoffs right now, right?
Yeah, they're going to get eliminated in 3 more games.
And so then after 3 more games.
Oh, they made the playoffs?
Yeah, they're playing the Avalanche.
So they're not going to make it to the next round?
No, they lost 7-2 last night.
If they go back and listen to this, though, they might not let us.
Oh, man.
Here's the audio example of how we set it up, boys.
You guys good with this?
Yeah, it's not good.
All right.
Oh, I'll ask. I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
You think you want to pitch us for the big show kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Do that too. That's fine. Okay. Don't worry, I'm pitching that tomorrow.
We saw my damn softball thing, speaking of pitching.
Yeah.
I haven't even practiced for that.
We can do that on the same day.
I think it's too much in one day. I think we need to break it up.
Scuba screwed with the softball thing.
He's so screwed.
Like, Eddie at least has a chance. Scuba trying to hit a ball 300 or what? Or even if we agreed to 200, he still ain't hitting a home run.
I think 200 he could.
With a baseball or softball?
Softball.
There's no way in hell. Those balls don't travel nearly as far as the baseball.
He's
going to
hit it 300 feet. Get the hell out of here.
Not even close to 300. You got to drop it down to 220 if you're even going to have it. No, you got to drop it to like 180.
180?
If you're even going to have a chance. Man, because some baseball is 230, a short one.
Coach, if
they go to Yankee Stadium, I mean, it's like 230 down the line.
Is it?
It's something like that.
But I mean, that's a baseball. Like, there ain't no way in hell that's so hard.
Boys, if the wind is blowing right, it can go.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Like, we play Folds of Honor coming up in June or whatever it is. I'm for sure hitting one out of the park.
I mean, that's your time to show everyone.
It's the Sound Stadium.
That
ain't 300 down the line, bud.
What is it?
400? What'd you say?
F it, I'm going 400.
Okay.
Let me look. Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
We done?
Yeah.
Man, I got to go to bed.
What happened to you?
It's just life, dude. Life.
Eddie, I need you to open up like Tannehill said
what
he
do you
went
mean?
To therapy.
Life's just a lot, dude. I mean, the kids are just, kids, dogs pissing all over carpets. Kids are breaking things. Every day is a struggle.
Oh, That's a horrible way to live.
It's been that way for about 2 weeks now. Ever since I got back from Garth, man. Like, literally came back from Garth. I'm like, dude.
Oh, because you got kind of a big head.
It was the greatest weekend ever. It wasn't big head. It was more of just like, dude, that was amazing. What an accomplishment in my life. And as soon as I walk in the door, it's like, will you take the trash out? And like, oh, yeah. And then the dog just took a dump. Oh, great. Pick that up. Coach, you changed the diaper?
You felt like you played one Garth show and you wouldn't have to take the trash out anymore? The actual hell are you talking
That's
about?
That's how I felt. Do you think Garth takes the trash out?
No, Garth goes home to butlers and maids.
I don't want a butler.
Home to your crappy
That's
lives.
A good point.
My butler's 14 years old, Coach. That dude should be taking the trash out, not me.
Coach, I was dealing with a 14-year-old all weekend. It was great.
How's Boomer doing?
He's awesome.
How was Chicago,
dude,
man?
Dude, he looks so older.
He's
like
a foot taller than me. People were asking him for his ID. He kept telling him, I'm 14. I don't have an ID legally.
Hey, his hair looks good, dude.
But yeah, Chicago is quick. It was 36 hours. It was Waveland. It was deep dish pizza. It was jacking around in a dope-ass hotel downtown. That was about it.
And Scuba is 3:30 down the line at First Horizon when play this.
There's no chance. Like, you can't even. I will almost even make a side bet.
That he won't hit the warning track.
No. That you won't even. A ball on the roll won't even hit the wall.
Really?
Dude, that is so far with a softball. A baseball on the roll, maybe you can get one there. A softball, there ain't no way in hell.
Well, I guess.
You can even roll a ball there.
So you can roll it.
What do they get? Like, I never watched the World Series of softball or anything like that. Do they ever hit home runs in there?
I don't think so.
Like, you watch WNBA.
Like,
and
College
it's
World
layups.
Series, like NCAA.
Yeah, like NCAA.
Yeah, they hit home runs.
Okay, all right. So then it's doable.
But those
then.
Are little fields.
But it's fast pitch.
What are those little fields?
Let me see. 100. LSU softball stadium. I'll just look it up.
150, I bet.
150 for softball?
Yeah.
That's a small field. That's like the
No,
size
they're
of
really
studio.
Small. You ever been on a softball field? They're small.
I never been in a softball field.
No. Let's see. Softball field dimension.
I mean, you guys thinking that it can at least out hit you guys?
Yeah, for sure me. I can't hit very hard.
I mean, I have no idea. Okay, and the LSU women's softball field is 200 feet down the line, 220 to center.
Oh, my bad.
That's a small field.
Yeah, but it's fast pitch, so it travels a little bit farther.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to say you can out-hit me because I'm not trying to screw up my golf swing. So. You can have the title.
Damn.
And lunch, you're out. You can't even touch your shoulders. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. Yeah. Alabama went 200 down the line, 220 to the center. So,
all right, so 200.
But Scuba's going 300 down the line. Oh, man. So Eddie's is more realistic.
Oh, now you do.
Over Scuba's, but they're both bananas.
You said no chance.
No, I still don't think you have a chance.
I do. For sure I do.
I mean, for the sake of the show, we almost need to find Scuba a softball field because the other one's not even going to be close.
What do you mean?
Like, it would be a good bit if it was at softball because he could get pretty close. The distances are far and away, like, completely different.
But that's not what he said.
I know. That's why it sucks. He should have originally said he could hit it out of a softball stadium. That ended up being the bit.
I think that he can hit it out of a softball stadium.
That's what I played.
No, I cannot.
No, you said you played on a 300-foot field.
You guys forced me into numbers. I was just like, sure.
I can go to a softball field right now, and you give me three pitches, and I'm hitting yanking one of the three.
You're going to mess your golf swing up.
That's the problem.
Hey, y'all forced me to 300. I don't know what 300 is. I just know I hit it out of a. Out
300 of a, is massive.
Yeah, dude.
I hit it out of a baseball, out of the stadium we were playing, and I hit it out of it multiple times.
I mean, he played on the minor league.
I felt weird that I was doing it. I remember my first hit.
Stadium
hit
or a little league park?
Yeah, you're talking about little league, right? Like where the little 8-year olds were playing.
High school little league, and we looked it up. That was like around 250, 300. And I remember playing and hitting it. And I remember the first hit I hit, and I was like, I hit it over, and I was like, holy crap. I was like, I'm hitting this pretty far.
Now, I got a question. Did you play on a field that didn't have a fence, so it looked like it went a long ways, and then
possible?
It had a fence. No, it had a fence.
Oh, it had a fence.
It had a fence. It went over the fence because it was –
Like you hit a foul ball over the fence.
No. It was fair ball. And I remember even people were commenting, were like, whoa, that's a pretty far hit. And then the second time I came up, they're like, he ain't going to do it again. Everyone move up. And then I doom, again, way out there.
So you're basically like Big Mac.
I'm more like Babe Ruth.
Okay, that too. All right.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it myself. I was like, wow, I'm actually really good at this. I wish I had more confidence growing up as a child. I could have been pretty good.
Yeah.
There was an 8-year-old that hit a grand slam over the weekend at our little league.
Over the fence?
Yeah, dude.
300?
Over the fence.
That would have been me if I had confidence.
Over the fence, brought everyone in. Unbelievable.
No shit. Coach, let's go.
Yeah, I got a meeting to go to, guys.
What's your meeting?
It's sore loser stuff.
How's it going, Jason Gibble?
It's convention?
I got a lunch.
Really?
Yeah, I got a lunch.
Where are y'all going, Ruth Chris?
No, we're going to, what are we going to?
I'll buy this one. He pulls out the gift card.
I'm looking to have the sore losers convention in the Bronx.
I'm going to Soho House.
Okay, wow. Fancy
schmutz. I don't know what that is.
You have a membership to go there.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't have that.
I don't have
obviously.
It. The person I'm having a meeting with does. So
I'll have the tonic water.
Hey, let's just say we're going to talk convention.
Yeah?
Sore Loser Convention 2.
You sure you don't want us going with you?
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You're taking
Here's my idea. Here's my idea for you guys. Vegas, South Point.
What casino did we go to?
Westgate.
Westgate.
It was right by the tram. That's why we did it.
Here's my $1 million idea. We get everyone tram tickets for free.
Oh, man.
We have it in Reno.
We could do it in a shuttle.
Hey, but we're having a live podcast here in Nashville.
Yes, we already talked about that.
Yeah, I know, but we can talk about it again if you missed it.
When is it, in July?
Oh, boy. It's, I believe, Friday, June 4th. Right,
Scuba? June.
Yeah, it's June, yeah.
Don't say the location. We'll need security.
Oh, no, you need the location so people can come watch. Before we go, happy birthday. Happy 40th birthday to Lauren Early. This is the third year in a row. We wish her a happy birthday. Her birthday was May 1st. She turned 40 years old.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Wow. Happy birthday, Lauren.
Right. Have a good one. Have a threesome.
40-40.
All right.
Dirty 40.
Let's go home.
All right. Goodbye, Ryan.
And, hey, on the podcast on Friday, you know how we did.
I'm out. I got a flight to catch.
No, you're doing it.
Yeah, we're all out.
No. We have a listener coming in to host with us.
Oh, I'm definitely out.
No. Remember how we do the survivor pool and I say whoever wins can come host? No one's ever done it. This guy actually hit me up and said, I'm coming to town.
Coach, the only reason you did that is because you figured no one was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure our security guy's here.
So we got
Hey, whoa. Who is it? It's not Jesus, is it?
It's someone from Dallas.
He came from Texas to beat your ass.
It's from Dallas?
Yeah.
Or Fort Worth?
It says Dallas.
Okay.
We've been going hard on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's not Alonzo Gomez, is it?
It's like I've been telling you guys. I love the Mavericks and how they play in these playoffs.
You're ill, man.
I think they're out.
Are you getting Porzingis,
what'd you
dude?
Say? Porzingis isn't on the Mavericks.
They're not?
Oh, my God. He was traded.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Luka.
Yeah,
Luka. Dude, the
Cully Stein.
Oh, nope.
The
or his bench.
The Suns, Grizzlies, been awesome.
You've been good?
Been really good.
Suns ain't playing the Grizzlies.
Who did that? No, Warriors, Grizzlies last night. Sorry.
Gosh, Dave, dude.
You got his ass.
He's no longer the sports genius.
He's definitely the sports penis.
No. Holy crap.
You're such an idiot.
Guys, the game last night was awesome. The Bulls, the Knicks, holy shit. The Jordan.
Ewing.
Oh, my God.
Coach, you've been watching ESPN Classics, Coach. The wrong channel.
Jordan played a flu game.
I didn't know Jordan was back.
You should have saw Pippen.
I give up. I said the wrong thing. You're right. But it was a good game last night. Till the middle of the third quarter when I went to bed.
Harper hit a three. They won it all.
Montana threw an 80-yard touchdown.
John Morant is so damn good.
Yeah, until he misses the game winner.
Oh, it's taking to Aruba, Coach.
That was a terrible game winner. He did some off-balance layup with the left hand when he could have just done – I like my chances with a jump shot. He tried to go John Morant, and that's just – that doesn't win games. Jordan didn't make layups to win them. He made from the elbow. Yeah. Check the North Carolina footage. Check the Bulls footage against the Utah Jazz, and I'll hang up and listen.
He still does that crap in 2K. Doesn't miss, man.
Yeah.
Actually, LeBron was playing last night, and then I turned off my PlayStation.
Oh, boy. All right, but yeah, we got a listener.
You believe this crap? Last night, I played a street game. Me, two other dudes, and we played Kobe. Rest in peace. Jordan, and who was the third? Clyde Drexler. Kicked their ass, all three of them. They had no chance.
Were they computer or were they?
Yeah, computer.
Mamba out.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he was good.
So is it easy to beat the computer?
No, it's challenging as hell.
Oh, really?
But my guy can shoot threes from way off the line.
You guys pass the ball well? Like, who were these guys? Guys you knew?
No, my computer guys. It was me, two computer guys versus those three.
I thought you were on headset again.
No.
And you're telling people, pass me the ball.
I'm not doing that yet. I'm trying to get my guy better.
Gotcha.
Once my guy gets better and can compete, I'll go do that. I'll play with other people online.
Okay. It was you and two dudes?
Computer dudes.
Yeah.
And yeah. Friday's podcast, tell you how Team Snacks did this past weekend. Let's just say, big update.
Yeah?
Big update.
Quit his coach.
Nope. That definitely didn't happen.
Coach K, 40 years, lunch, 4 days.
All right. Have a good week, or have a good Wednesday, whatever today is.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Oh, my
Goodbye.
God.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.